In the name of the one who is love, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is so wonderful to be back with you as I'm gradually returning from my current short-term disability of my stroke, which I had on March 11th. It's been a challenging time, and personally, through this current challenge following my stroke, encountering this illness, a family death, and the wondrous birth of our new grandson, Enzo Francis, I've experienced such a caring community, this community, which offers presence, love, and a commitment toward relationships with each other. This is a wonderfully caring community who serves up prayer, love, and attention. It warms my heart, and I thank you very much. Luke's Gospel has been called one of the loveliest books in the world. It wouldn't be wrong to say that the third Gospel is the best life of Christ ever written. Luke was a Gentile, a physician by trade with great empathy, who saw men and women who they were and as they were, and loved them all. As Jesus gathered followers, Luke's text encourages people also to follow along. Our passage today in Luke is describing the missional call for community to go out and to do the work that the Lord has commanded us to do. And therein, in these passages, describes its particulars. It is the wider mission beyond the 12 apostles. It was relevant then, and it's very relevant now. And it's a prompt to wonder, how do we go out in our day, in our context, in our historical moment that we live in, and bring God into it for his purposes to be achieved? The text can be applied in our day, real people going out into the real world with the promise of God showing up with healing, with welcoming, and with hospitality. Luke envisions the kingdom of God carried out by many of God's followers, Jews and Gentiles, common people. The apostles and the women with Jesus created a vision of inclusion of the group, inclusion in the travel narrative as it gained its momentum. More and more people begin to follow along. The group is expansive and growing. It's very different from the exclusive few which started it in the beginning. I began to ponder, what does creating community look like in our day, which models the early first century church? My answer came from a dining experience with my husband, which I enjoyed in Charlotte, at a breakfast at a place called Community Matters. Does the kingdom of God come near a restaurant on a busy Tuesday morning where there's traffic that almost knocks you off the highway? The answer is yes, it does. In this space, artisan dishes are served in a modern space which employs recovering addicts. This cafe offers addiction recovery program free of charge for 120 days, and each cup of coffee served is a testament of hope. It offers the graduates and people working there the need of additional support towards their long-term employment. It offers life skills, a program including adhering to a schedule, becoming financially responsible, and healthy ways to cope with conflict and stress while managing their recovery in a community of people. As they waited on us, Jay and I heard stories of hope and expectations in the energized staff that were working there. We returned again with our son John, and we were really impressed and felt like we wanted to support their cause. Integrity, service, love. Don't these embody the message of Jesus? In a day where politics, social media, and legislation have become embroiled battlegrounds, we find ourselves in the midst of some of the most polarizing issues since the Civil War. Can we be proud of our heritage, which is moving backwards with regard to gun violence? Is honesty optional now, as we don't know what news to listen to and we hear disturbing testimony of the June 16th insurrection? The overturning of Roe versus Wade has left many women unprotected, distraught, and in great fear. Like perhaps many of you, I find myself exasperated and in need of pastoral care myself around this disrupted culture that we lived in, that we're living in now. The issues aren't simplistic. They're extraordinarily complex and highly problematic for many. Karl Barth was noted as saying, a theologian of the past era, take your Bible in one hand and the newspaper in another and preach from there. The news of the last week, my friends, has left our country reeling in anguish. And I profess that I, like many of you, I'm struggling. I really am. But what is next? I turn to the church. I turn to the church, to my Lord Jesus Christ, to give me help, to bring perspective, to have that lens as the primary focus of decision making. I encourage each one of you to read the statement offered by Michael Curry accordingly. It was published by the Office of Public Affairs of the Episcopal Church on June 24th, and I've listed the reference of getting to it at the bottom of this sermon. In Galatians today, Paul remarks that a new creation is everything, referring back again to community. Hopefully the help comes from our liturgies. They're beautiful. They have the message. Love has been our help in ages past and will be our help in years to come. It is the Holy Spirit within the Trinity, and it's the embedded guidance which God gives us in each one of our competent persons. If we are aware of it, if we tack into it, if we are guided by it, we can't go wrong. And it takes supporting each one another and building up the body of Christ within each one of us. This is the imperative to each Christian soul: Christ within each one of us. It is our responsibility to preach the gospel and not distort its message for a personal gain. Christianity is not about dividing. It's about uniting. You should love your neighbor as yourself. This agape love, which is the love that Jesus has taught us, applies to all of our moral dilemmas. The lens of our perspective, again, has to have his message and modeling first and foremost. In the Christ Church community, we've overcome here a lot of personal and collective obstacles, frustrations, and human failings. And within this struggle, what has emerged is a visible and tangible act, acts of agape love, of outreach of care, pastoral, spiritual, and material. In this, my friends, we're living out the gospel commandment. How does this affect you? And how does this affect me as we move through our daily lives in community and in the particularity of our circumstances? We find that we are held in community, and we find that we are held hidden with Christ in God. God's love has been activated in this community, and our hope will be continually in community, beyond its walls as well, moving and recognizing that, yes, the kingdom of God has come near to you.